T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
8:45, quarter till 9. Alex Hammerstone, Advisory Solutions Director at Trusted Sec, joins us from time to time to talk about internet safety. How you doing, Alex?
Doing really well. How about yourself?
I'm okay. A disturbing story out of California. Former police officer from Virginia, believed to have murdered her teenager's family over a catfishing scheme and the abduction of a girl and killed in a police shootout. Is catfishing getting any easier to detect, easier to do, harder to detect? What's happening in that area?
So that's a tough question. You know, catfishing has been around a long time, you know, even before the internet. But, you know, I think now people's lives are continuing to move online, right? Whether it's your work life or shopping or, you know, for people, it's their social life and romance, too. And so, well, catfishing has been around forever. I mean, there's TV series about it, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a pretty well-known thing. But, you know, it's tough with young people because they haven't necessarily kind of built up that gut instinct about people, right? So they oftentimes have trouble kind of telling some of these warning signs when something's not quite right. But it's just continued to increase and proliferate, and it's certainly concerning.
I was on Instagram and TikTok because I want to, you know, be aware of what's going on and so forth. And then I was besieged with all kinds of offers from supposedly young, pretty girls who wanted to meet me and this and that and the other thing. And I just deleted the app because I know there's some kind of scam behind all of that. How careful do people have to be with apps like that? And how does that happen? How do somebody like me, how do I get all those offers when I know damn well that it's not legitimate young women interested in me?
So the first part of your question, you have to be extremely careful, right? I mean, there's just so much kind of trickery and scams out of the internet now. So we really do need to approach everything, with a kind of a curious attitude and make sure we're looking into it. But as far as how they do it, I mean, they're just people that, you know, it's their job, such as it is, to kind of scam people. And that's what they do all day. And so they'll just set up these fake accounts using pictures they found on the internet and just reach out really to everybody. And a lot of it's a numbers game. So if you reach out to thousands of people, you're much more likely to get a few to respond. And people are out there and they believe these things. They think that there really are, you know, hot singles in your area, you know, looking to meet you, like those ads say. I mean, the people, they use those ads because they work, right? People fall for it all the time.
So I'm just wondering, and I don't even know how much of a profile I created because I don't have a lot of patience for it, but so the scammers then screen it, or the people that join up. First of all, there's no protection from TikTok or Instagram to protect you from scammers, or for people that are just getting started on Instagram or TikTok, I guess, what can they do to protect themselves?
So as far as what these sites offer, I mean, they do have pretty robust teams that are out there, you know, trying to prevent this, but it's tough because there are just so many of them out there. And they can be tough to tell kind of a scammer from just a new user, right? So there aren't always a lot of signs. And it's really a lot like whack-a-mole, you know? So if you knock, you know, 5 or 10 of these profiles down, another 100 appear. So it's really a concerted effort by these groups of people that are trying to scam people and create these. You know, as far as for end users, though, you know, one of the things, you know, they often tell you when they're doing kind of insider threat training and, you know, explaining to people, you know, how to kind of not get, you know, compromised, is look, it can be hard to hear, but if you go out to the bars and you go out, you know, to wherever, and you're not being approached by kind of, you know, models, then why do you suddenly think that, you know, they're going to be interested in you just because you're online, right? So part of that is kind of a common sense thing. I will say I married way out of my league, so it does happen. But you know, I think for the most part is, you know, there are a lot of signs to kind of these scam accounts and these catfishing accounts. And really just, you know, if it looks like a, you know, a picture of a model or something like that, they're probably not reaching out to random people online.
So they just kind of like have some kind of software that goes through everybody that signs up for this, and then they set parameters where this person's, because of age or this or the other things, likely to be vulnerable? Or do they just blanket the whole thing?
It's usually the second one. You know, there are some very specific and targeted kind of things that happen out there where people really will go out and look for people of a certain demographic or age group or what have you. But oftentimes these are just being sent to everybody, right? They may, you know, do some filtering, like only send it to males, or they might only send it, you know, to people over a certain age or under a certain age. But oftentimes they really are just kind of taking a shotgun approach and reaching out to as many people as possible. Because, again, it's just really it's a numbers game.
All right, let's take a break. We'll pick it up here. We come back. If y'all have any questions or comments about internet safety, 504-260-1870. But, boy, I got to tell you, Alex, what you just said is solid take-it-to-the-bank gold. And that is, if when you go out, you're not approached by young, beautiful women that want to meet you, chances are it's not going to happen on the internet. And that might be hard to accept, but reality is the first step toward protecting yourself, I guess, in cyberspace. 851 traffic now, WWL. 856, 4 till 9, Tommy Tucker, WWL, Friday morning, talking to Alex Hammerstone, Advisory Solutions Director at Trusted Tech. And I'm going to say it again in terms of catfishing and people coming onto you on the internet. I just think, Alex, what you said is solid gold, and it's hard to hear and it's hard to admit to yourself, but it's what makes you vulnerable when you disbelieve it. And that is, say it again,
you know, if when you're going out to the bars and whatnot, you're not being approached by, you know, kind of young attractive models, it's probably not happening online either, right? It's probably not real. So
all right, there you go. You got to be honest with yourself. Tell me about reverse image search. Can that help you when you're trying to see if somebody is who they say they are?
It absolutely can. So a lot of the search engines, including Google, if you kind of look in the settings there, they have an option. So you, if someone sends you a picture, you can upload that picture into Google, and it will go out and look all over the internet and see if it can find that picture somewhere else. And so if these scammers and catfishers are taking a picture off some website or what have you, it will generally come back and show that this image was taken from, you know, wherever it was taken from. Now, that's not 100% you know, going to help every time. But that is one of the ways that you can kind of make sure that, you know, someone's sending you a picture, it's an original picture, it's not something they just found on the internet.
And how do they do that? What's the process for going about that?
So it's actually pretty cool how they do it. So there's one called TinEye, was one of the early ones, and then Google has reverse image search. But you go to kind of up on the search bar there in Google, and it will say reverse image search, and it will just ask you to upload the picture, just like you would upload a picture to any other site. And then it takes that picture and it kind of matches, because, you know, at the end of the day, a picture is just a series of code, right? That's how the computer sees it. And it goes out and looks through the internet and sees if that same picture is being used other places. So you can kind of, you know, if I send you a picture of, you know, somebody and you, and I've taken it from the internet, you can then do a reverse image search and kind of see where I got it from.
For example, and I'm not a big Dr. Phil fan, but it's on when I'm waiting for the news to come on in the evening, and he'll have these people that have been catfished, and he shows them that this image has been used 1,000 different places, and then sometimes he'll actually have the person whose image it is walk on stage and say that I'm not who they're saying I am. These people still won't believe it. Some people really go hook, line, and sinker, and I guess that's where the term catfishing comes in. What would you say to parents to keep their kids safe on the internet from this kind of thing, like what happened in California?
So I think for everybody, you know, you want to know what your kids are doing online, but, you know, that advice is tough because, you know, kids are online constantly these days, and, you know, you can't monitor kind of everything they do. So obviously there's some software you can put on your home networks and things like that, but it's tougher as they get older. But I think the most important thing is really just to educate our kids, you know, make sure they know the signs to look for, and really maintain that open communication. You know, I'm saying that as much as a parent, as kind of an information security professional, is just make sure that they're comfortable coming to you if there's a problem, if something doesn't feel right. Make sure they know that, you know, they're not going to get in trouble, but you're going to help them solve the issue. So I think, you know, obviously there's, you know, monitoring is important, but it's almost impossible to do 100%. So really just educating our kids on what to look for and making sure they feel comfortable telling us when they're worried about something.
And for yourself, don't lose track of reality and who you really are. You have mirrors in your house for a reason. Use them. Thank you, Alex.
Thank you so much. Have a great
day. Have a good day. You too. And it's hard to say, but it's true. Sometimes people just forget that. We'll take a break. We come back. We'll talk about eating and drinking in New Orleans with Ian McNulty, 504-260-1870, if you got any questions.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.